I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The UN Human Rights Office called Tuesday for an investigation into an Israeli airstrike that killed at least 22 people in northern Lebanon. UN Human Rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence told reporters in Geneva the agency received reports that 12 women and 2 children were among those killed in Monday's strike in the village of Ayeto. Lawrence said it was their understanding the airstrike hit a 4-story residential building, which raised real concerns regarding respect for international humanitarian law. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said more than 400,000 children in Lebanon have been displaced in the past 3 weeks since Israel expanded its campaign against the Hezbollah militant group. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water reports.
The fighting has driven 1.2 million people from their homes. Ted Chaibat is UNICEF's Deputy Executive Director for Humanitarian Actions.
1.2 million children are deprived of education. Their public schools have either been rendered inaccessible, have been damaged by the war, or are being used as shelter.
More than 2,300 people in Lebanon have been killed in Israeli strikes, and Chaibat says more than 100 children have been killed and more than 800 wounded. I'm Donna Water.
Israeli police Tuesday said an officer was killed and at least 4 other people were injured in what police described as a nationalistically motivated attack. The shooting occurred on a 2-lane highway in the city of Yavne outside Tel Aviv. Speaking to reporters, police spokeswoman Merit Ben-Meyer described the incident as a terror attack.
Terrorists just came over to the main road here next to Tel Aviv, next to Yavne, and started shooting towards a police car, then went on and shot other ongoing cars and wounded 4 people. Luckily enough, he was neutralized and killed.
This is VOA News. South Korea condemned North Korea Tuesday for blowing up the northern section of unused roads that once linked it to the south in a symbolic display of anger. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tuesday's action comes after the rivals exchanged threats of destruction amid rising animosities over the North's claim that the South flew drones over its capital. The road's demolition reflects a display of North Korea's growing loathing of South Korea's conservative government. The South's military says it's bolstering its readiness and surveillance posture in coordination with the U.S. North Korea has a history of staging choreographed destruction of facilities on its soil as a political message. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canada expelled 6 Indian diplomats, including the High Commissioner Monday, linking them to the murder of a Sikh separatist leader and alleging a broader effort to target Indian dissidents in Canada. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
India, in turn, ordered the expulsion of 6 Canadian diplomats. Both sides' top diplomats are among those being kicked out. It's a major rupture of diplomatic relations between the two countries at a time when Canada and the U.S. are seeking closer ties with India as a counterweight to China. At a Monday news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Royal Canadian Mounted Police were alleging a broader effort to target Indian dissidents in Canada.
This includes clandestine information gathering techniques, coercive behavior targeting South Asian Canadians, and involvement in over a dozen threatening and violent acts, including murder.
Trudeau says the Indian government, once told of such activities, didn't cooperate with the RCMP. India rejected Trudeau's comments.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Florida municipalities were hard hit by Hurricane Milton last week, which came on the heels of Hurricane Helene barely 2 weeks earlier. Milton made landfall late Wednesday as a Category 3 hurricane south of Tampa, smacking the region with 205 km/h winds and a storm surge of up to 3 meters. But this week, many areas in Florida are returning to a semblance of normalcy, as AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Neighborhoods with severe damage will take longer to recover, but now gas stations are reopening, students are returning to school, and electricity has been restored to most areas. The sound of generators still fills the streets in Ellenton along the Manatee River south of Tampa, where the storm ripped shingles from Chuck Porter's roof.
What we did have was wind damage, as you can see around the neighborhood with all the trees that are down, the power is down.
3.4 million homes and businesses lost power in the hurricane. A little over 180,000 customers in Florida are still dark, according to PowerOutage.us. I'm Jennifer King.
That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, VOAnews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.